Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
Yeah. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch Podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Second and goal. In the gun. Hurts. Hurts is back. He gives it. He keeps it. And he runs in. He fakes to Sanders. And he runs in for the touchdown. And the Eagles take their first lead of the game.
God, I can't wait to hear Merrill. All right. So that was last year. We got a lot of those from Jalen Hurts. We will see what we get coming up. Dave Zingaro joins us. Dave covers the Eagles and does a terrific job for NBC Sports Philadelphia. By the way, this hour is sponsored by Meridian Bank. Business banking at its best. Visit them at meridianbanker.com. All right, Dave Zingaro, welcome to the show. And you did an interesting series recently where you basically did an article a day. 10, was it the 10 most important players on Eagles? Is that how deep you went?
We went 25.
25?
25,
excuse me.
Have some time to kill, guys.
Oh, yeah. Hey, man, I get it. I get it. Programming is programming and content is content. And we'll go over some a little further down the list, but not surprisingly, you put Jalen Hurts number one. Jody and I talked earlier about the Kyler Murray contract, 5-year, $230 million, and what ripple effect that, or trickle-down effect, I guess would be the better way to say it, that may have for Hurts. What's your thoughts on that?
Yeah, and it's not just the Kyler contract. It's kind of the scope of what contracts have become for quarterbacks in the league. It's, you know, I think a lot of us still think that high-paid quarterbacks get $25 million a year, and it's really exploded. It's not like that anymore. There's three quarterbacks in the 20s now. There's five in the 30s. And including Kyler Murray, there are now eight who make over $40 million a year annually. So it's a lot. And I think it's a dangerous situation for Arizona or really any team that ends up having to pay such a high price for a quarterback that's not elite. And it's kind of the going rate. And I don't blame Arizona for doing it. They're kind of in a situation where they have a good young quarterback and they can't move on from him. So they have to pay him. But I think it's also kind of a dangerous situation to pay. You know, what's Kyler Murray? Maybe the 11th, 12th best quarterback in the league, and he's getting $46 million a year. It's a tough pill to swallow, and it makes roster construction that much harder. So it's easy to then look at Jalen Hurts and think, what's Jalen Hurts? Like the 18th, 19th best quarterback in the league? He's going to demand a pretty significant contract, even if he doesn't take a big step forward this year. So you look down the line and you start to wonder about it a little bit.
All right, Dave, Glenn and I talked about this earlier in the show, and I need your take on it as well. The fact that everybody's got a list at this time of year. You guys did the top 25 most important. Hell of a job, by the way. And it may have some effect on Eagle players because it's kind of a local thing. National, ESPN, and Pro Football Focus, and CBS, they all have their lists. The one that the players pay most attention to, sorry, this would come before even you, Dave, is the Madden ratings. Mm-hmm. And the Madden ratings have come out over the last couple of days. They leak a new position each week, blah, blah, blah. And the Eagles were not as highly thought of in the Madden ratings as maybe we are here in Philadelphia. People are excited for this upcoming season, think they can win the division, maybe do something when they make the playoffs. If you go by the Madden ratings, maybe we're overstepping our bounds a little bit because the guys didn't come in ranked near as high as, like, I would have them or other Eagles fans that I talk to either here on WIP or on Birds 365. Are we overrating the Eagles a little bit? Am I overrating Madden ratings?
I think you're probably overrating the Madden ratings a little bit. They kind of do some funky stuff with the Madden rankings and the ratings. And sometimes it feels like they take a while to catch up to the rest of our thought processes. I think that when you're talking, if you're asking if we're overrating the Eagles, I think we can look at this roster and say this is a good roster. They've improved quite a bit. They have a lot of talent in a lot of areas. And really, that was something I learned, not that I didn't know it, but it was something I really learned doing that list. It wasn't easy to put together, and I left some good players off of it. And it's a pretty extensive list. So I think on paper, they have a good roster. A lot of it is going to depend on the play of Jalen Hurts. A lot of it's going to depend on coaching. And they have to live up to it. It's a little harder when you have expectations on you, like this team does. They kind of surprised everyone last year. With this roster and some of the hype they've gotten, they're not going to do that. So it's fun to think about how good they could be, but you also have to realize they play the games for a reason, and you don't win or lose on paper.
Dave Zangaro is our guest. You can follow Dave on Twitter at dzangaro, D-Z-A-N-G-A-R-O, N-B-C-S. All right. People remember that. Dave, some talk still going on around the league about the possibility of Jesse Bates, Pro Bowl safety, moving out of the Bengals. Howie is not unfamiliar to doing kind of these late summer roster moves. Any possibility of Jesse Bates becoming an Eagle?
Well, I'll give Howie credit because he's always got his foot in the door when there's a good player who might become available for whatever reason. So I'm sure he's interested. Why wouldn't you be interested? This is a really good young player at a position. They didn't upgrade as much as they clearly wanted to because they showed interest in Marcus Williams and Justin Reed and even Tyrann Mathieu. So I think who wouldn't love to get Jesse Bates? But the Bengals historically don't give in a bunch, and they're a team that is coming off a Super Bowl bid, so I don't know why they'd trade him. You know, like if I'm the Bengals, I kind of call his bluff a little bit and see if he doesn't show up, because that's a team that is a legitimate contender, and he makes them a lot better. So I'm sure Howie's keeping an eye on it, because that's what he does, but it just doesn't feel real likely to me.
Hold on, I just need to take a quick time out. Kyle Quinn, our producer, has a comment about those Madden ratings. Kyle?
Oh, yeah. So, actually, the guy who does the ratings adjustments for Madden, his name's Dustin Smith. He's actually a known Cowboys fan.
There you go. That's all. Thank you. There you go. Jody, next question.
And take the Madden ratings for what they're worth, but I think even Dave would have to agree with me. The players care about the Madden ratings, whether they're actually accurate or not.
The players get, yeah, they definitely care.
They get more and more. I'm sure the first time you get a chance to talk to anybody, they're not going to get in your face and go, "How did you rank me at number 19 on your list? I should have been in the top 10." Oh, but they will if they don't like their Madden rating. So keep it in its proper perspective. All right, Dave, my question for you is, you said a lot will be determined by the play of Jalen Hurts and the coaching this year. How confident are you in the Eagle coaching staff, which stayed completely intact?
Yeah, which is very rare, by the way. Even for, you know, good, bad teams, awful teams, great teams, there's always turnover. So it's very rare that this coaching staff is fully intact for a second straight season. Fairly confident. I was impressed by a lot of what Nick Sirianni did last year. I've been impressed by just the way he handles himself, the way he handled the team last year. I thought they did a lot of good things. A little curious to see what this offense looks like, because as excited as everyone is about the weapons they have on paper and the team they've put together, it's really, at least on the roster, the same offense they had last year plus A.J. Brown. And you can include Zach Pascal too, but he's kind of a depth player for this team, a role guy. When you're talking about the starters, it's really the same offense from last year plus A.J. Brown, and they were the 25th ranked pass offense in the league. So I think you're counting on him having a huge impact, and you're also counting on Jalen Hurts being better. And I think that we all kind of agreed that he'll be better, but how much better is the question? And a lot of it's going to come down to coaching and trying to figure out how to balance it, because last year they went run heavy and it wasn't their intention early in the season, and that was pretty obvious. They did it out of necessity because they realized that was what worked, but I don't think they want to be that this year. I think they want to strike a balance, and that's coaching. I mean, that's them figuring out exactly what that offense needs to look like. And then on defense, Jonathan Gannon has the pieces now. You can kind of give him a pass for a lot of what happened last year because he might not have had the personnel he wanted or needed. Well, this year they've added a bunch on that defense, and there's no excuses anymore. I mean, you can say that maybe at safety they didn't land a – but they're going to have some weaknesses everywhere. And it's – they upgraded from Steven Nelson to Janis Bradbury. They added Jordan Davis in the draft. They added Hassan Reddick to finally get them some pass rush help after having 29 sacks as a team last year. And then the linebacker, they have linebackers, guys, which is a lot of fun.
What?
It's amazing, right? They have, they're really three deep at linebacker, maybe four if Davion Taylor can continue his progression. So that's kind of fun to have legitimate linebackers in Philly. It's been a while. So I think Gannon has the pieces where there's no excuses for him right now.
All right, my last one for me, camp starts on Tuesday. I know you don't get a whole lot in camp, and we don't really get a lot in the preseason, and it's tougher for you to do your job than it would have been 10 years ago. The access is a lot less. But give me one thing that you, in other than Hurts, obviously, that you particularly will be trying to look at as the Eagles are in camp.
Yeah, since we already mentioned A.J. Brown, I'll give you N'Kobe Dean. I'm fascinated by that pick, by that player, and I've convinced myself that he's going to have an awfully big role in this defense right out of the gate. So I think they're going to mix and match those linebacker combinations in camp a lot like they did last year. The difference is this year there's a lot more talent at those positions. So I'm curious to see how quickly they bring him along, because I don't think it's out of the question that he plays more snaps than any other linebacker this year. And it's ambitious to say, all right, rookie, jump in the deep end, but if anyone can handle it, it's probably the guy that just quarterbacked one of the best defenses in college football history. So I'm really excited to see what he brings to this team.
You and I are equally bullish on N'Kobe Dean coming into the season, so I'm glad that Dave Zingaro agrees with me on that. All right, last one for me. Have you made travel plans for Berea, Ohio, and wherever it is outside of South Beach that the Dolphins train? I should know this, but I don't know off the top of my head. You better, because you may be going there. Because last year we heard so much about the Eagles going 4-0 in joint practices, and that they actually did more and maybe accomplished more and actually did more hitting in those practices than any of their practices, teammate versus teammate, and or the three preseason games in which Jalen Hurts took exactly zero snaps. Are you already, do you have an itinerary in place for the Eagles' joint practices on the road next month?
I do. I will be in Berea for that week, and then Miami Gardens is where the Dolphins practice. So I'll be there for that as well. And they really do value those joint practices. You're right. I mean, the preseason is even less meaningful than it used to be. They put so much stock into these joint practices. And really, it's about control. They can work on what they want to work on when they want to work on it. So if you're playing a preseason game and you want to get better in third down situations, you got to just hope that the third down arises. Or you want to get better in the red zone, you have to hope you get there. Whereas in practice, you want to work on the red zone, well, march down in the red zone. It's on the script. You go and do it. So they feel like they get a lot from those. And as long as Nick Sirianni is the coach, they're probably going to do a couple of them each year.
All right, Dave Zingaro, we will look for your reports from those and before as the Eagles open camp on Tuesday. Follow Dave on Twitter, DZangaro, NBCS, and, of course, read and watch. Read him on the website. Watch him on TV. Dave, thanks for joining us so much.
Absolutely, guys. Take care.
Right. Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around waiting for the track to dry is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire,
plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for murders that defy explanation, mystery seeking exploration, and shocking secrets that will leave you breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.